All right, I think everything's working.
You sure?
I think so.
Dance, monkey, dance!
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. You surviving in the heat?
I am. Apparently it's warmer where you are than it is down here.
I know. That's very rare.
It's very surprising. Are there like people dropping dead left and right?
I haven't really watched the news because it's been depressing this week, you know, all the shit that's going on.
Smell anything funny from the apartment next door where, you know, little old lady didn't pay her electric bill and now she's fried?
No, but I really wish the people above me would, you know, drop dead of heat.
Well, just find out where their breaker box is and flip it off.
That way it wouldn't sound like a bunch of elephants walking above me.
That, or you get one of those pouches of tuna and you slip it under the door. You tear the top off, you slip it under the door, and then you roll it up like a toothpaste tube and squirted into the apartment. After a while, that stink will get rid of anybody.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully. I mean, unless they really are elephants.
Well, they could be. They sound like it.
Interesting.
They sound like they're playing ice hockey up there. It sounds like they keep, like, checking each other into the walls. It's really bizarre.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was looking
online.
You
should go up and introduce yourself.
No.
Why not?
No. Because I don't need them thinking we're friends.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if they have, what if they're like really cool?
They're not.
What if it's like Kevin Smith's brother?
That's...
And he's looking for somebody to start a film project with.
Like you wouldn't call his brother?
Well, maybe he and his brother don't talk as much.
His brother lives down near you.
He does?
Yes.
Oh. Interesting.
He lives in Claremont.
He does?
Yep.
Oh, I should check him out. See if he needs a ride to Celebration 6 next month.
Oh, there you go. The people upstairs are the ones that, with the day that we moved in, they sat out on their balcony and watched us unpack and wanted to know how much stuff we had. You know, I don't need that as friends.
Well, that's kind of cool. Well, maybe they have, like, more stuff and they want to give you stuff.
No, it's all right.
No?
No.
You sure?
I don't need their stuff.
It might be better than yours. You
I
never
got
know.
Plenty.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
But going back to the heat thing, I was looking online today, and there's a picture on CNN. The title of the article is "Lives in Danger as Many Seek Refuge from Extreme Heat," and on the picture, the first picture, is of a little old black lady who's sitting, I guess it's in a bus. She's got...
With her pantyhose rolled down about around her ankles?
Well, no, you can't see that, but she's wearing an oxygen, like, nose tube thing.
Yeah.
And she's got a bag of ice on her head, and she's wearing a shirt that says, "Older, Wiser, Sexier." I recommend you look it up on CNN. It'll be gone probably by the time anybody hears this, but if you look up, go on CNN.com and look up "Lives in Danger as Many Seek Refuge from Extreme Heat," and it was posted on Sunday, July 1st, and just look at the first picture.
Oh, she's cute. Oh, grandma. And actually, that's not even a bag of ice. That's a bag of water now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm assuming it used to be ice.
That's funny. Do you think she's riding the bus because that's the only thing with air conditioning she could find?
Probably. I wonder how many people do that. I wonder how many people in the summer will just get on a bus and ride around for a couple hours because it's cooler.
Well, that sounds like an assignment for you.
I don't have that kind of time.
Sure you do. No. In fact, I think we should do the podcast from a bus next week.
That would be awesome.
So you hop on the bus.
Okay.
and ride around. And if you could find this woman with the bag on her head.
I'd have to go to Memphis, though.
And looking at the expression on her face, she's like, ooh, lousy, it be hot. If I have me some watermelon, ooh. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus, come and save me. It's hot. Oh, lousy.
I just thought you'd appreciate that picture.
Of course, because it's a funny black person. And there is nothing I like better than, you know, funny people.
If you had to choose between a funny black person and a little person, which way would you go?
Oh, could it be a funny black little person?
No, it's...
No?
It's either a funny black person or a white little person.
Can you be more specific as to who the funny black person is?
This lady.
I don't know. I might hang out with her. I might. I bet she's got some hard candy in her purse and probably some leftover rolls from last night's dinner that she put in a napkin. So, you know, I might hang out with her.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure who the little person would be.
Vern Troyer.
I'd, you know. Oh, I wouldn't hang out with Vern Troyer. He'd piss on my leg.
Okay.
Who wants that?
I don't know. I guess exactly. Mike Myers. So yeah, what's maybe. Going on? What's new in your world?
Well, you know, there's a huge tragedy that happened this week. You know, in addition to the wildfires and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, there's something that's really got me shaken up, and I don't know what I should do about it.
Is it the Octomom?
Any ideas what? Oh no, it's not as bad as the Octomom porn.
Oh, okay.
This is of world-shaking magnitude of how bad this is. I mean, this could destroy your faith in human beings as it is. I mean, it's really bad. It's bad. It's worse than when Superman died, okay?
Okay.
It's the divorce of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. My God, they were the perfect couple. Did you ever see them?
No, I tried not
together?
To.
Oh, I mean, they were great. And he loved that woman. He was jumping around on Oprah's couch. And, you know, I mean, he's a batshit crazy Scientologist. But besides that.
Now, do you think she stays in the Scientology church? Or do you think that she...
Oh, no, 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 no.
She reverts back to being Catholic?
And according to the UK Daily Mail, there are strange cars circling her Manhattan apartment.
Oh, jeez, here
we
go.
There's a white Escalade and a black Mercedes SUV, and they've been just kind of scoping her out. Because I think maybe it's time for her to go back to the mothership.
I've heard that he's very distraught over the whole thing.
Really?
And that
no, I think he's more upset about the crashing of Rock of Ages than he is about this marriage.
I heard he was very upset because
the prop department.
She was seeking sole custody of the kid, and I think, you know, I don't think he's got custody of the other two that he adopted either.
Well, no, but those went back to the prop shop at Warner Brothers, so it wasn't really important. This one allegedly is his.
Yeah, well.
You know, jerky baster.
Well, I was the first thing that I did when I heard that they were getting divorced was I looked up to see how long they had been married, because there had been that rumor when he divorced that there was like a contract, and like the contract was for 10 years. But they've only been these two have only been together for like 6. So
yeah.
Unless
I think it just goes to prove that there are some things that Katie Holmes will not do for money. Because if she stayed married to him for every year they were married, she would get $1 million or $3 million with a maximum of $33 million. So you think it was a 10-year contract.
Right.
But he must be so fucked up that she just said, Pacey, get me out of here. I'll go back to the creek. Anything. Just get me out of here. And it's kind of interesting that maybe his wives have an expiration date.
Like a freshness thing?
Like a freshness thing, and they're not so fresh anymore. But all three of his ex-wives...
He's had three?
He's had three. Who? Mimi Rogers.
Oh.
Nicole Kidman. And Katie Holmes.
Oh, okay.
And they all got divorced when they turned 33.
Really?
Now, I don't know if there's some magical number in Scientology that says after 33, you know, a woman's not fit to, I don't know, to be married to or something. I think she just got tired of wearing flats.
You think so?
I think so. I think she was just tired of towering over him because he's, what, 3'7"? I mean, he's, you know, he's tiny. I think in their wedding picture, he's standing on a box.
Well, probably. He probably has somebody who carries an apple box with him wherever he goes.
Yeah, yeah. I think the sad part, though, is that, you know, his 50th birthday is coming up.
He's 50, really?
He's 50. Ah. But it's, you know, it's because of Scientology that he looks so good. And can sing like Bret Michaels now.
Well, you know, magic of Hollywood and all.
Isn't it? But I just think that's kind of sad. It's like, you know, how much would it cost you to give up everything you believe in? Well, you don't believe in anything because you're an atheist.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's your price tag? What can I have Chris Hayner for?
You personally? Have you thought
of anybody. Anybody. Madea shows up at the front door with $11 million and says, I want you, little white boy.
For how long?
Would you do it?
Wait, how long are we talking?
Well, it's $1 million a year.
No, I wouldn't do it. Well, it wouldn't be Madea, no.
Not for $1 million?
No.
Really?
No.
Who's the ugliest woman you would be with for $1 million? Whitney Houston's corpse for $1 million.
No.
Really?
I at least want a pulse.
Betty White. If you for $1 million you had to give her last orgasm, would you close your eyes and just do it? And she'd have to be telling you St. Olaf stories the whole time.
No, not Betty White.
And St. Olaf? A man with a penis?
No, not no? Betty White.
Madonna. Would you do Madonna for $1 million?
Could I wear a condom?
No. And you have to use your own penis. You couldn't use somebody else's.
Probably.
Really?
Madonna, yeah.
You would do Madonna for $1 million?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Who else could you do for $1 million? It's Chris's dating game.
Well, and let me just say this. The hotter I find them,
the less it'll cost.
Yeah, the less it'll cost.
Well, no, I want to make it worth the money.
Oh.
That it's you're going to be throwing up a little bit as you finish the deed.
Okay, because, like, if you're talking, like, Olivia Wilde, I'm paying her.
No, 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 no. I'm talking, Khloe Kardashian.
Oh,
is she the fat one? Which one's the fat one?
I think it's Khloe.
Okay.
Who's
Lamar watching for $1 million? And Chris giving her tips the whole time. To the left! To the left! No, up and down. Up and use your tongue like this, honey.
So, okay, what's the terms of the deal, though? Do I just have to bang her, or do I have to make sure she has an orgasm? What's the...
It would be a Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes type of arrangement.
So I
what is
give her...
Giving up... What would it cost? How much... Yeah, how much would it cost for you to give up everything for somebody who you're totally not attracted to?
The $3 million a year thing sounds good.
But $3 million a year to do Betty White on a weekly basis?
No, I said I wouldn't do Betty White.
Stomach that?
No, not
really.
Nope, wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it?
Nope.
$3 million for you and Robin Williams dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Kelly Osbourne.
3 million a year for Kelly Osbourne. Hang on.
Now you got a Googler.
Let me see what she looks like now. Let me see. I could probably do her for 3 million a year.
Okay, what about her and her mother?
Then I would need six. We'd have to, you know, there'd have to be multiple. We'd have to multiply the money somehow.
No, it's a straight 3 million a year for you to be Mr. Betty White.
No, stop well, bringing up Betty White. It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. Are you getting excited?
No.
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 Interesting. Would you become Catholic for $3 million a year?
No.
Would you give up everything you don't believe in for $3 million?
No.
No?
Nope.
You wouldn't?
Nope.
Oh, I'd become a Jew like that. What do you want? Buddhist? Get me some orange sheets. I'm there.
Okay. Well, let's turn this around.
No.
For $3 million a year, could you do Snooki?
Oh, God, no. Well, maybe if I convinced her to do that asphyxiation thing, and then strangled her right there and then.
Yeah, but you couldn't kill her. She's got to be alive.
What if it's like one of those arrangements where I just don't report her as dead, and I still collect the checks?
I think people are going to miss her as...
Really? You know, oh, I don't think so.
In the tabloids?
People are going to miss her like the smell of the dead rat behind the fridge. Like... Oh, the old times.
Okay, let's do somebody current. What if they offered you $3 million a year to do the Octomom?
Ew. I don't think that would be possible.
Why?
Because that would be like rolling a marble down a hallway trying to get a strike. That's impossible. I mean, you could get it in, but it'd be like, ew.
What if they said, okay, we've done surgery on her to make her tight like an 18-year-old. There's no difference. You know, we've tucked, we've pulled, we've nipped, and...
Could I put a Nixon mask on her?
No.
Oh. Could I put a Nixon mask on one breast?
Sure.
Okay.
Then you'd do her for $3 million a year?
I think so.
Really?
Okay. I think so. Yeah. $3 million's a lot of money for 3 seconds.
Well, no, you have to satisfy her. It's not just a...
Well, let me get a plunger.
It's not just a stick it in, pull it out, and you're done. You have to satisfy her sexually. Like, you find out she's a freak and she just wants you to head south for like an hour and a half.
Oh, I'd have to change my plane. I'd get different reservations.
Oh, okay. Could you do that for $3 million?
No.
No?
No, impossible.
Okay.
Impossible.
Okay, well, you know.
You know, fair. That's, yeah, new. I'd become an atheist first.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, yeah, I think it's kind of sad that, you know, Tom and Katie, the Hollywood couple, are over, you know?
But were they really ever, like, truly together?
Well, they have their little daughter. What's her name?
Siri, isn't it? Most like the apple.
Oh, she's the apple. Oh, is that who she is? Siri, tell me why your daddy's crazy.
Well, let's see. See, according to the Daily News, Tom's very broken up after Katie filed for divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't think so. I think he's calling up John Travolta to get the number of his masseuse.
Well, I mean, do you think that that's what, like, led up to it? Like, him and John are, like, real close in the church, supposedly, right?
Allegedly.
So...
We don't know that for sure.
Right.
So let's just say, allegedly.
So, allegedly, Tom knew what's been going on.
What do you mean?
With John Travolta. He...
How do you know he wasn't there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you, like... What if she finds out that he's been doing Travolta for all these years?
Right? That's hot.
And now that Travolta's like,
they reenact
pounds.
The shower scene out of Pulp Fiction, where Joe Pesci or Harvey Keitel hoses him down in the backyard.
It's Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, that's hot. Then Harvey gives him a massage with a happy ending.
There you go. I think that Scientology probably had a big part to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say
that. What are you basing that on? Really? I don't think so. I don't know how you go from saying things like, her smile drives me crazy in a good way, to get me the fuck out of here.
Now, see, this article's saying that it was issues in raising Siri.
Well, apparently, Tom treats her as a little adult, because that's how you should treat all six-year-olds. I think you should let six-year-olds make all of their own decisions.
Oh, sure.
Whereas Katie was treating her as a, you know, as a six-year-old. So I don't know.
Maybe, you know, it was like they're sitting there and they're saying, like, he's treating her like an adult and he's trying to make her go to the Church of Scientology, and Katie just got fed up and said, no, not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I think she signed some sort of agreement before they even got married. You know, they're probably like, okay, look, what future do you even think you're going to have after Dawson's Creek? However, we have an option for you. That if you marry Tom Cruise, we'll give you $1 million for every year you can put up with this shit. And we'll help your career. We'll even get you in the new Batman movie. How about that? And then, oops! Career's in the toilet.
Well, I mean, she dropped out of The Dark Knight, so how bright could she be?
Did she? Or was that just what they said?
Well, that's what they said.
See, it's kind of a interesting situation there.
See, this says, Siri is at the age when children typically begin participating in a core Scientology practice called auditing, a version of counseling in which an individual discusses painful experiences while connected to a lie detector-type device called an e-meter.
Mm-hmm.
Many Scientology kids also go through a purification rundown in the elementary school years, a regime that includes vitamins and sitting in a sauna for hours on end to cleanse the body of toxins.
And what they don't say is you're sitting in that sauna with John Travolta.
See, I just think that's, you know, he goes to her and goes, well, it's time for Suri to go get audited. And she's like, no, uh-uh.
I don't know. See, I think that maybe he just slipped up and, you know, one night he left the cage unlocked or something. Because I would think that maybe he would think that she wouldn't want his daughter to be part of this religion.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there might be some opposition to it. And then he would, you know, hey, I'm taking the baby to Disneyland. Yeah, we're going to Disneyland for the day. Just me and her. We're going to have fun. Right, honey? That's right, Daddy.
Well, I don't know, man. I think that it's all about Suri staying out of Scientology for Katie.
I just don't see anything good that ever comes out of Scientology.
Well, I mean, and that...
But by that same token, I don't see a lot of good stuff coming out of any kind of organized religion.
Right.
So, you know, whether you're diddling little boys or hooking 6-year-olds up to a lie detector, you're all pretty fucked up.
I mean, that's the only thing that can really explain why you would seek sole custody as a parent. Like, you know, as if my wife and I ever got divorced and the custody of our child ever came into question, I wouldn't want her to not see her mother. Like, even if we hated each other, it's still her child. I mean, unless she did something completely heinous, like killed 6 neighbor kids for no reason and wasn't stable around children anymore, then sure, why not? But if it's just us bickering and can't get along, why not?
No, I think it's deeper than that.
You think so?
I think it's deeper than that. I think that Suri is the one. And she's trying to keep her to herself. So she could be the mother of the one. So is that like the plus one? And she feels that she now can control the whole Church of Scientology because she is the royal supreme mother of Xenu.
So Suri is like Xenu reincarnated?
I think so. Ah. I think so. I mean, where do you think Katie Holmes goes from now? I mean, is there somewhere for her? Or is she just the fat kid from Growing Pains?
I think she ends up
in a porn with the Octomom?
No. I think she ends up either just falling out of the spotlight or she ends up doing like voiceover work somewhere.
I think she's living in a trailer park in upstate New York.
I think she marries a gypsy next.
No, I think it's an Amish.
Amish?
Amish. I think it's an Amish.
She was a little fat kid in Growing Pains? Really?
No, she wasn't.
Oh.
But I'm saying, and you know, do you remember the little fat kid in Growing Pains?
The little boy?
Is that Growing Pains?
In Growing Pains, they had like two
Was
boys.
That Alan Thicke's show?
Yeah.
Had Kirk Cameron?
Yeah. Speaking of crazy religious people, yeah. Tracy
See?
Gold.
Tracy Gold that. Was a... Wait, and wasn't Tracy Gold on the one with John Stamos and Carl Sagan? No. What's his name? Tom Saget.
No, she wasn't on that.
She wasn't?
Kirk Cameron's sister was on that.
Oh, Candace Cameron.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Carl
the
Sagan.
The show with the much more talented Olsen twins, because look how screwed up their life is.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
Money at a young age will do that to you, John.
Really? God, I wish I had that option. See? If I was treated as an adult when I was 6, I would have said, I want the money.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, I'd be sitting here in my underwear doing a podcast drinking beer. Oh, wait.
So let's figure this out here. What do you think Tom Cruise...
Is like in bed?
No.
I think he's very gentle. But he has one of those cat ladders next to the bed so he can get up on it because he's so short. Normally he sleeps in the little bed at the end of the bed, but once in a while she'd let him up on the covers.
That's gross. Let's see. That's all about their prenup.
Well, you know, I mean, they're not the only couple who've suffered at the hands of Scientology. I mean, do you know that Jason Lee is a Scientologist?
Yes.
He did.
Yes, and that's, you know, it's kind of weird thinking, like, he was a professional skateboarder before he got into movies. And that's just, like, a really weird turn for a skateboarder.
Well, I think Scientology targets people. I think they see a certain charisma.
Yeah.
I mean, because look at the people they've gone after. You know, you've got Tom Cruise. You've got John Travolta. You got Kirstie Alley. I mean, you had a lot of, at the time, A-list TV celebrities.
Right.
So I think that it's, regardless of what he did beforehand, they were able to cleanse him of that past life.
Well, and, you have to have money in order to become a Scientologist, though.
Oh, of course. Of course. But I think you need to have money to be in any religion.
Well, if you want to be like one of the top people in the religion, sure.
Of course.
I'm still trying to find his net worth.
Even the Catholics passed the thing 3 or 4 times during, you know? About the same thing.
Okay, so the rough estimate is that Tom Cruise, with all his investments and all the kind of shit that he's involved in, he makes around $80 million a year.
Okay.
Do you think he's stupid enough to not put in the prenup that she gets half?
Well, no, the prenup was $1 million a year with a cap at $33 million. That was it.
But there's nothing in there about child support and...
Well, no, I think that they'd have to negotiate. I think the prenup was specifically for her.
For her.
Yeah.
Do you think he's a prick and doesn't pay for his kid, or do you think that he's actually got a decent bone?
I think he's a God-fearing... Oh, wait, that's not the same thing, is it? He will do what God says is right. Oh, no.
What does Thaden Law say about divorce?
What does what say?
Thaden Law. Aren't they Thetans?
Thetans?
Thetans? Isn't that what it is?
Knock, knock. Who's there? Thetan!
Isn't that the belief?
Well, I don't know.
Hang on. Let me go to Wikipedia. Because they're the, you know... It's the be-all, end-all. One belief of Scientology is that the human is an immortal alien termed a Thetan, which is trapped on Earth in a physical body. And the science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard described the Thetans in a book called The Space Opera Cosmogony. The Thetan has an innumerable past lives, and it is accepted in Scientology that lives preceding the Thetan's arrival on Earth lived in extraterrestrial cultures.
Yeah.
So, basically, they get reincarnated, I guess, onto different planets.
Well, it's all part of the journey, Chris. You'd know that if you weren't a damn dirty atheist. You'd be part of that journey with the rest of us. But unfortunately, no, you're a non-believer. And all I have to say is your lack of faith is disturbing.
Okay, Darth Vader.
Just saying.
Let's see. Do you know that there are many holidays celebrated by Scientologists?
Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah?
No.
You Free have, Day, Arbor Day, Veterans Day.
You have L. Ron Hubbard's birthday. The anniversary of the first publication of Dianetics.
Ooh, that's my favorite holiday.
And Auditor's Day.
Auditor's Day. That's nice.
Most official celebrations are scheduled on weekends as a convenience to the members.
Oh, of course, because you want a religion that's convenient.
Yes.
You don't want one that says, oh, I don't know, every December 25th you can't work.
This is interesting. It says Scientologists also celebrate religious holidays depending on their religious beliefs, as Scientologists often retain their original affiliations with faith in which they were raised.
Really?
So I think that's... it seems like they don't just go off half-cocked and all of a sudden they just believe in this guy who lives in the... what's he live in?
A volcano?
A volcano. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for.
Glad I can help. Let me know if you need anything else. I'll be here.
Let's see what else. We talked about auditing.
Mm-hmm. So the IRS are all Scientologists?
I guess so.
Oh, interesting.
Scientology has a rigid doctrine which discourages secondary interpretation of its writings. Because if people thought for themselves, they'd think, how fucking stupid is this?
Oh, you can't think for yourself. That's not allowed.
Students of Scientology are taught to direct others to those original sources, rather than to convey any interpretation of the concepts in their own words.
So you're not allowed to say, hey, what do you believe in? I'm kind of interested.
No, and they have to send you to, like, the Scientology Center so that you can read their beliefs for yourself.
Well, that's scary, because a lot of people don't come out of there alive. Saying.
Verbally discussing Scientology processes is referred to as verbal discrimination and is believed by Scientologists to ultimately interfere with the proper understanding of the teachings. Scientology contends that the policy of forbidding secondary interpretation exists in order to keep its teachings unmodified and prevent students from passing on their own misunderstandings to others. Emphasis is placed on keeping the writings in context. Which just, you know, sounds good in theory, but when you believe in aliens, you know.
But what's the difference between believing in aliens and believing in somebody who walks on water?
Nothing, which is why I think you're all fucking crazy.
Well, you know what, Chris? There's only one way to settle this.
What, you die and then
exactly
you come back and haunt me?
Exactly.
You were wrong!
Oh, Chris!
You have to come back, though, and look like you're wearing a sheet, though. I want the 1950s version of a ghost.
And I am going to be the most screwed up poltergeist you have ever seen. You're only going to be able to watch Dukes of Hazzard reruns.
Awesome.
I'm always going to be putting popcorn in your microwave in the middle of the night. It's going to rock. Just saying.
Have you ever heard of, what the hell is it called? The Chronovisor?
No.
I read about this the other day. Speaking about wacky religions, they're supposedly within the Vatican is a machine that was built in the 1950s called the Chronovisor, which somehow works on magnetic energy of the past that can let you watch on a TV screen any event from the past. And they supposedly have taken pictures of the crucifixion, or, well, screenshots of the time. And when we talked about a couple weeks ago, when we talked, you said, what would convince me that I was wrong?
Uh-huh.
I'd have to sit and watch the Chronovisor for a couple hours and look at some historical things that supposedly
But I think
happened.
That would so screw up your mind that you wouldn't be able to fathom it and you just turn into a vegetable.
No, I don't think
I think so.
I don't think so.
What you're watching the Chronovisor and it's the Nativity and here come the three wise men and they're bringing gift cards from Best Buy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think there are things that would just totally mess with you and you'd kind of go like, whoa, no.
Well, obviously it wouldn't be exactly like it's written in the fiction book that's out there.
You mean the Bible?
Yeah. you know, there's different, you know, obviously it's not, it's filled with contradictions of one thing to the next. So
really,
so, you know, it's, you can't take it at face value. So was there three wise men? You know, there could be, maybe there's four.
Were they really wise?
Yeah.
Were they just kind of smart?
Yeah.
You know, like book smart, but not really wise. Did they come on camels? Did Santa Claus drop them off with a toy train?
But see,
here you go, Jesus.
Now, here's the question, though. If there really is such a thing, now the so-called pictures of the crucifixion have been found to be, I guess, a painting that was done of the crucifixion by some guy and then just flipped so that, like, it's backwards.
Okay.
I don't know. So.
So kind of like Jesus wasn't in the center. He was in the center. He was in the middle. Not
well,
the center.
instead of looking to the left, he was looking to the right.
Oh, so he wasn't looking at Peter's house.
No. I can see your house from here. So if there's such a machine, why wouldn't the church pull it out and say, look, here's the proof.
Well, because I think anytime somebody from the church pulls it out, they get in trouble. I'm just saying. Watch me as I whip this out. I think they've been advised against doing that for a while.
Well, okay, how about they take the corona visor out and they hook it into the big, like, screen?
What if that's just a euphemism? Hey, little boy, you want to watch the corona visor? You got to get really close to talk to it. There's Chris in the corona visor. Well, that's what he wanted, so he got it. Got the corona visor for a few hours.
And now
time for your bath, Papa. Should we throw this one in the cage with the rest of them?
Ew.
Well, do you know that people actually think that the coronavisor has kind of begun to, like, work on its own? And it's sending out, like, mysterious videos over the internet?
Do you have an example?
No, I don't.
Well, what's the... Well, what does it say? Because obviously now you're looking up coronavisor.
Well, it says... We have reasons to think that the coronavisor, or a very similar machine, began to function autonomously again and is disseminating online messages coming from a parallel universe.
Ooh.
Ooh. In fact, using the keyword chronovisoir, we have found a certain number of mysterious videos. Well, hell, let's click on that link.
Chrono...
Oh, whoa!
What happened?
I don't know.
Wait, what did you say? Chrono... Viz...
Oh, it's all Italian. In this website, we are collecting videos that we have found in public archives searching the keyword chronovisor. C-R-O-N-O-V-I-S-O-R-E. The telepresences are trying to establish a contact, a call for dialogue, and a search for feedback.
Nice. That's a nice burp there.
The telepresences are becoming stronger. That was from the coronavisor. Really, that was from The Last Supper. I was just watching The Last Supper.
Oh, there you go.
And...
Uh-oh. Are you watching a video?
Wow.
What are you seeing? Is this changing your life?
You remember when Alex's boyfriend was in that laboratory on Lost and he was watching the video?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what it was.
So, okay, let's say that this thing exists, right?
Uh-huh.
And the Vatican says, we're going to release little portable versions that you can hook up to your TV at home.
What? I don't think let that happen.
Well, let's just say...
I wouldn't let something so powerful fall into the hands of a group of people who would rather watch Madagascar 4
Okay, but let's say you become Pope, right? Because
I'm trying,
that's
but
the
I don't
plan.
Know.
You become Pope and you decide you're going to capitalize on the coronavisor. You sell it to Best Buy. Best Buy makes little portable boxes that can ring in the chronovision frequency or whatever.
Okay.
What do you think is the first thing people go and watch?
Porn.
You think they start spying on their neighbors, like having sex and shit? Do you think it's... How much is historical worth and how much is just a new way of, like, surfing for porn?
I think we're stupid. I think that you're going to use it for the dumbest possible use there is. And that's all there is to it.
Well, okay, do you go back and watch The Night You're Conceived?
Ew. Why would you want to see that?
I don't know.
Apparently you would, because you just brought it up.
No, I wouldn't, but I'm just saying, would you?
No. And I wouldn't want to watch The Day You Were Conceived either. Gross.
You wouldn't sit there and watch and be like, hey. Huh? Say that again?
I don't know. I think Scientology could help you.
No, it can't.
No?
No.
Chris, have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?
Nope, not at all.
No? Would you like a pizza?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
No? Why not?
Have you heard the good news, John? There is no God.
But there's cheesy bread, so
that's
it's all
right.
Good. Yeah, that's interesting.
I just don't see why, if they were sitting on something like that, they wouldn't say, look, we have this machine, we can
no,
see into the past.
I think that's power that they have over everybody else, and why would you let people know that?
Well, because you want people to follow your church.
No, I don't. I think you might let them know that you might have something, but I don't think you would ever say, hey, look at this. Look what I found.
Well, or could it be that they have something like that, but it's completely different than what their belief system is, so they don't want that getting out either? You know, Jesus was a woman, a black woman.
Well, yeah, we knew that.
With 37 kids.
Well, she couldn't keep her lips shut. You know how those people are.
John.
What? What? Just saying.
You don't think if that was what they were seeing, they wouldn't release it? I mean, that's...
No, I don't think they would release it. I think that would be one of those super top secret things that would never be revealed until the end of the world and the next civilization uncovers it. I seriously do. I think that there's stuff that we just are not capable of handling.
Like what? What besides the coronavisor, like what?
Well, exactly, the coronavisor.
Okay.
Or the secret of anything. That's why it's called a secret. Duh!
You wouldn't go back and watch, like, what happened to John F. Kennedy? See who really shot him?
Why would I care? What would it change?
To answer the mystery.
Who gives a shit? Honestly, really? You don't have better things to do?
You don't have any kind of curiosities about history?
Not that I'd want to go back and relive, no.
Well, you're not reliving it. You're watching it like a TV show. There's no commercials, though.
That's what movies are for.
What if, like, with the coronavisor, you could look at it from any angle?
Like it's a 3D coronavisor?
Yeah.
Jesus, could you move a little to your left? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, now I got everybody in frame. Perfect. That works for me.
You know, the it's like a floating camera. All of a sudden it pulls back to show, like, a wide shot, and then you can go up to a face and down to somebody else and... No?
I don't think so.
Because that's my question. Like, what angle do you get from the coronavisor?
I don't know. That's a damn good question.
See?
What if it's only, like, a fixed place that travels through time?
Oh, so, like, you can only see the hill where Jesus was crucified on?
Right. Or okay. something to that effect. You can only see 315 Main Street at 4 in the afternoon on any day of any year in time.
Do you get to pick the street, though?
No.
It's just random?
It's just a random Google Earth kind of thing.
Well, eventually you'll probably see a car accident, so...
Eventually.
You know. You might see somebody murdered in the street. You know, that's fair entertainment value, isn't it?
But how long are you going to watch it till something happens? I mean, real. I have better things to do.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't sit there and watch it, though. Not if it's just that. But if you can mentally think of a date and be like, you know, September 8th. Or okay, we'll do something like, I want to see Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Like, if you could think of that and then see it, and have, like, a good angle, you know. Because it doesn't do any good.
Let's take this in another direction. If you had the capability of doing that, what makes you think that you couldn't go back in time or forward in time or whatever to the day after your army invades another country? Do you not think that that would be the most dangerous tool you could ever own?
Well, yeah. But the coronavirus only sees backwards in time.
That's all that matters.
Because the future hasn't happened yet, so it can only see backwards.
Really?
That's what they say. They might be lying, though.
See? Saying. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Don't know.
I wouldn't trust any of them.
Exactly, that's what I say.
When you did the search for the coronavisor, did you see the really bad photo of Jesus that they supposedly took?
No.
No? You should look that up.
No, I'm bored with this by now. Sorry. I'm moving on.
Okay, then what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, what is this? Hang on. Oh, it's going to be a video. I don't want to sit here and watch a video.
God, that's time consuming.
We're trying to
through
the show.
Coronavisor. Why would I want to watch the coronavisor? That takes time.
But the headline is couples compete for free in vitro fertilization. So I'm wondering if that's going to be next year's, like, can't miss TV show.
Well, I thought there was one about surrogacy called Womb with a View. Come on in! Make yourself comfortable. Take your shoes off, though.
You're fine.
Don't want to track mud inside the vagina. Nothing worse than a dirty vagina.
Let's see, what is this?
I don't know. What is it? You realize this is radio and not TV.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I was just looking at something. There's a starting July 1st, which is today. There's some new kind of quirky laws, and they're talking about, I guess as of today, if you get into a taxi in Chicago, the fares have changed. For the base fare, it's now $3.25. Each additional mile is $1.80. Every 36 seconds of time elapsed is another 20 cents. If you have more than one passenger, there's now $1 charge per passenger. There is now a $50 vomit cleanup fee.
Obviously very necessary in Chicago cabs.
Yeah, and if you if you're going to the airport or you're being picked up from the airport, it's an extra $2. In Kentucky, a law now prohibits people from releasing feral hogs into the wild, because that's
good. Well, thank God for that.
in New Mexico, grocery stores, restaurants, and other vendors are prohibited from claiming that their fresh chili peppers are New Mexico chilies unless they were grown in the state.
Obviously something very important to people, very yes. near and dear to their hearts.
In Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney school guidelines increase from 1/2 cup to 3/4 cup for the minimum serving of vegetables for students in kindergarten through 8th grade.
I'm sure you're going to say bra size.
Important laws here on the books now. Here's one for
well,
you.
Well, those are your politicians hard at work, people. Yeah, you voted well, didn't you?
In Florida, here comes your wacky Florida, John.
Oh, Christ.
A law forbids the shackling of women incarcerated during a pregnancy and immediately after giving birth.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
In Virginia, a law allows...
How's he going to hold the baby if you got him handcuffed?
Well, I don't know. In Virginia, a law prohibits a brewery license to sell at retail the brands of beer that the brewery owns at premises. Whatever the fuck that means.
That's good. You read good.
I know. That's what it says. Somebody wrote that way. Also in Virginia, a local ordinance requires electronic messages on outdoor advertising to remain in place for at least 8 seconds to avoid driver distractions.
Well, that makes sense.
In Kentucky, prisoner of war and missing in action flags purchased or displayed by public institutions must be made in the United States. let's see. Another one for Florida. A law prohibits people from videotaping a person without his or her knowledge in a residential dwelling. So you might want to take those cameras down that you got up in your apartment, John.
Shh. I make good money off of those.
In Virginia, you can now carry a concealed handgun... A concealed handgun permit as a valid form of identification when voting. So, driver's license, passport, concealed handgun permit, any of that.
Well, that kind of makes sense. I mean, legitimately makes sense.
You don't think, though, it's easier to forge
a gun permit?
A gun permit?
I don't know. I think you have to go through more to get a gun permit than you do a driver's license. Driver's license doesn't have a cooldown period. Well, that was a great job of parking. Come back in 6 days. See if you still want this.
Well, that's the only other good one. And now in Virginia, a law requires a person convicted of DUI to have an ignition interlock device in their car operable by blowing into a breathalyzer.
That makes sense.
Well, that's good news.
I'm all for that.
Shouldn't they put that in every car, though?
They should.
I mean, you would think that that would be...
There you go, thinking again.
I know. Whatever.
Yeah, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all that's in the news.
Wow, that was another waste of an hour. Hope you're happy with yourself.
Shut up.
What poor Harold gonna think?
Oh, he keeps listening.
Yeah, you sure?
Sure.
Sure it's not like Harold's cat who listens?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure it's him.
That one day when we get an email that's meow, 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 meow.
So, if you want to send us an email, send us one at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Go check out the website, check out the backlog, listen to us everywhere that they stream podcasts, iTunes. Thanks to everybody who's rating us on iTunes. We appreciate it. And just let us know you're there and that you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Oh, hail Xenu.